Northern California entered a new round of fire danger Wednesday. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Forecasters predicted the ongoing dry conditions will be punctuated by bursts of gusty offshore winds through the rest of the week. Pacific Gas and Electric said it would cut electricity starting last night to about 37,000 customers in part of 15 counties. A California judge has denied Attorney General Xavier Becerra's request to expedite his lawsuit against the state Republican Party. California Republicans have been collecting ballots from voters in unofficial ballot drop boxes placed in some counties with closely contested U.S. House races. Becerra is investigating to see if these drop boxes comply with state law. A California appeals court has ordered state corrections officials to cut the population of San Quentin to less than half its design capacity. The court cited officials' deliberate indifference to the plight of inmates during the coronavirus pandemic. State prison officials say they are deciding whether to appeal the order. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Subscribers to COVID-19 text message notifications currently are not getting alerts due to a bug caused by a recent update to the vendor's system. They're working on it. Humboldt County Coroner's Office positively identifying human remains discovered in the area of the South Fork Eel River Bar in Garberville as that of 21-year-old Katie Lynn Jones of Redding. It's considered a homicide. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.